Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. It is college football week 13, NFL week 12. This is it, man. Like, college football after this week is nothing but championship games and a couple of big games, but the full slates will be no longer. As always, I'm here with my co-host, Uncle Steve, who's on some kind of hot streak the last few weeks. He is 60% the last 3 weeks, including two late night moneymakers in a row. How are we doing and what the hell is going on, Uncle Steve?
Well, we're doing good, Maddie. I'm not quite sure what's going on. 2 weeks ago, I didn't see much. And last week, I don't know, just pure luck, I guess.
Man, you're killing our vibe here, but no fear to the listeners. I'm holding steady at 37.5% the last 3 weeks, so just tread lightly on Steve's picks here. But you can definitely go against what I'm doing. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Pile Picks, because in addition to the plethora of suck that we provide in this podcast, Uncle Steve and I give out late afternoon picks as the Busch Lights and Budweiser start flowing. In my case, usually a little tequila towards the end. We take our picks to a whole new level of yuck. We are hanging steady at 34% on the season, including 6 out of our last 30. So we are at 20%.
Wow.
We are doing it. And a big part of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast are our esteemed guest pickers. We've been without guest pickers due to some tight scheduling windows, me traveling, and some really damn lame excuses from some guys that we couldn't book. But tonight, we've got our guy. We've got Chris from Omaha. We've been waiting on him all week, but he said, I will not appear until this week. Chris? How the hell are we doing, man?
Hello. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. You and your closest 4 million listeners. It's great to be here. You guys are doing a great job with the picks, of letting, as long as everybody knows what the deal is, right, with their Vegas picks. Steve started to figure that up last week, it looks like.
Yeah, Steve's been on a bit of a heater the last couple of weeks. But if I know Steve, I just keep with it. This is a marathon. We've told the listeners from day one, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So hang with us here. So welcome, Chris. As everybody knows, we're just going to roll through these. As our guest picker, we always start with you. Then we go to Steve, and then we'll go to me. So, Chris, where are we starting tonight?
All right. Well, we're going to start Thursday at 4:30 with my Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. Commitment. Oh. Let's just win, baby, and all that jazz. You know, I'm a diehard Raider fan, and, you know, this year I predicted them to have about another 500 season. They started off great out of the gate, but lo and behold, they're starting to show their true selves. So in this game, we got Dallas. It's got a potent offense, but they could be, well, they are without Amari Cooper and possibly CD Lamb. He banged his head against the turf the other night, so he might be out on concussion, and Zeke hurt an ankle, so they might be hurting a little bit.
Yes.
The Raiders, of course, they in a lot of issues with losing Chucky. He's got more pressing issues, like, you know, suing Goodell.
Yes, he does. Yes.
I think this game sums it up. Steve, maybe you know the stats on this better, but I think since the NFL merger, I think going back to whatever that is, 1970 or whatever, but NFL teams who lost a player midseason due to, you know, murder, manslaughter, vehicular homicide, whatever, I think overall those teams for the rest of the season went 76-243-1 against the spread. Not positive. You know, I found it on the internet. Not everything you see is real, but if those stats hold true, betting against the Raiders might be the way to go here with the idiot who couldn't afford Uber in Vegas. You know, he only made $16 million for a contract, but, you know.
You just drive after 18 shots is what you do.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. You know, I think That number 76, 243-1, I think that probably be skewed a little bit, but that idiot linebacker, all pro preacher from the Ravens got off by paying, you know, his murder charge to a yes. lesser fine. But anyway, in this game, I'm going to go Dallas in that mid-afternoon game. They are favored by, I think, 7.5. And I've got the Cowboys winning 38-30. Should be much better than the early game that puts us all to sleep.
But absolutely.
I've got Dallas 38-30 to cover against my beloved Raiders.
Wow. I love it. He came out of the box hot.
Well, Chris is known as the Paul Feinbaum of the Midwest. This guy's the biggest SEC homer out there. So I can't wait to see where he goes from here. But
I can't either, and I had no idea he was a Raiders fan either. So,
unbelievable.
Added to my week, there we go. We got Cowboys covering 8 against the Raiders. Steve, how about you, man? Where are you starting out?
I'm going to start at the Apple Cup here. Washington State, pick them, 43.5. As we know, Washington fired their coach. They've lost 3 in a row, 5 out of 7. Lots of turnovers, lots of penalties. The Cougars, they've got a decent run defense. Their pass defense is not that good, but I don't think it's going to matter in this game. They take care of the ball. The only issue, they haven't won this Apple Cup game since 2013, I believe. 7 years.
Wow.
But this is the year. This is the year. Washington State, pick them. They're going to win outright.
Nice. Wow. Nice rivalry week this week. Love it.
Absolutely. Going to buck the trend. All right. Man, you guys have started out really hot here, so I guess I'm going to go with your in-state game there. The Iowa Hawkeyes playing at Nebraska. Iowa now is a 1.5-point favorite. It opened up as a Husker 4-point favorite, but now it's at Iowa -1.5. Probably has a little to do with Nebraska's 4-year starting quarterback being out. The over-under on this thing is 41. The line in this thing scares me a lot. Like, I have no idea. Iowa was, what, number 3 team in the country at one point, week 4 or 5 or something. Game day, everything going on there. Haven't looked great, but then all of a sudden they're sitting at, 9-2. So, but 41 points. The Huskers have skill players on offense, and Iowa has been known to give up some big games to some talented wide receivers. David Bell, Purdue, 240 yards. Chris Bell, Minnesota receiver, 140 yards. Nebraska, on the other hand, they've also let some talented offensive players come off the top rope, like Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Braylon Allen. Anybody in Nebraska know that name? Uh-oh. That would be Wisconsin's running back, 228.
How old is he?
I believe he's 17.
Okay.
Just fresh off, seriously, the kid came out of prom a couple weeks ago and rushed for 228. Jackson Smith, Ohio State receiver, 240 yards receiving. So I don't know that Nebraska or Iowa's defense has the capability of just shutting this game down to 17-13 game or something. It's supposed to be 57 degrees there in Nebraska on Friday.
Yeah, warm.
Pretty warm. Yeah. Not going to be an issue. Nebraska's averaging 28 points per game. Iowa's averaging 25. I know I'm not good at math, but that's a little over 41. So I'm not going to touch this spread, but I am taking the overs, and it might cash by halftime, in my opinion. So that's where I'm going. Over 41, Iowa, Nebraska.
I like it.
Very good. Back to you, Chris. Where are you going next?
I've got another Thursday matchup, this time in the college rankings. The Egg Bowl, featuring Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Two coaches that I absolutely love for different reasons. Mike Leach is just hilarious. He's got that witty comments all the time. He's just awesome to listen to. And Lane Kiffin is just, you know, sort of an asshole, but he's cocky and fun about it. So I think those are two great coaches for college football and definitely in, you know, my Homer SEC that I love so much. But anyway, they got two very talented quarterbacks. Will Rogers is starting to find a lot of success down there. And, you know, speaking of coaches, the SEC finally got rid of that used car salesman the other day. You know, wow. Him, Dan Mullen, getting canned. But anyway, in this game, Mississippi State is favored by 2.5. And last year they won 21-20 in kind of a disputed end of the couple plays at the end of the game there. And this year, I think the quarterback is going to switch it around for Ole Miss this year. That Matt Corral, I don't even know how to say his name, but wrong team is favoring this one, boys. Ole Miss 45, Mississippi State 38.
Wow. Straight money line on that thing, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Wrong team favorite.
Wrong team favorite. I love those. You know I love those, Uncle Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Going out on a limb. Money line, Ole Miss. We got you. How about you, Steve?
All right. We're going out to Virginia here for this in-state rivalry, Virginia Tech. We've talked about Virginia, how their offense can score. Their D has no interest in playing. Virginia Tech, they just fired their coach. Another theme of the night, it seems like. They've lost 4-6. Their offense has been struggling at times, but their D's not too bad. I'm going Virginia Tech +8. Anytime I can get +8 in a rivalry game, I'm taking it.
+8.
With two teams, I think, that are equal.
Yeah, there we go. Man, all right. We got Tech +8. All right. I know I had given you guys another game on this. No, I'm sticking with that game. All right. I'm going to go Boise State -2.5 at San Diego State.
Ooh.
Yes. Boise State rolls in there 7-4 to face a 10-1 team, and they're favored by 2.5 at that team, at that 10-1 team. It is a 9 a.m. local kickoff. So that's really, really, really fun for those guys. Hitting the field around 6:37 a.m., getting taped up and having to get hyped up for this thing. Boise State has won 4 in a row after they got beat by Air Force in mid-October. And they've been kind of on fire. I think they've been the team that everyone figured they might be at the beginning of the year. They've outscored their opponents 128-36 in the last 4 weeks. San Diego State suffered its first loss and only loss of the season to Fresno State 4 weeks ago. Since then, those four straight weeks, they've got back on track, but they haven't covered in – they've only covered in one of those four games. And I think this is why they are a home dog to a four-loss team, is San Diego State's not that great against the spread. They're only 5-6. Meanwhile, Boise State, they're 7-4 straight up. They're also 7-4 against the spread. I think Boise State comes in, covers the 2.5 on the road at San Diego State.
Ooh. Field, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Back up to you, Chris.
All right. I have Missouri and Arkansas. And Missouri just came off that big win against a Florida team who wasn't playing for that SOB anyway. So how much of a big win it was, I don't know. But Florida was putting up about as much of a fight as, well, for you guys under 40, you wouldn't know this, putting up as much of a fight for Florida as that Glass Joe did from the old Nintendo Punch-Out Mike Tyson game.
Yes, Glass Joe, baby.
Yep, his 1-99 record, right? So,
yep.
I've seen Missouri play three times, I think, this year, and, you know, we all reference them as just misery. They're freaking awful. They're just bad. Give me Arkansas to cover the 16, 48-17. Suey!
Wow.
What? I'm seeing Arkansas at only 14.5 now.
14.5.
It dropped.
There we go. Well, you get 2 points in that pick then.
No, I'm giving up 2 points. Might be on the wrong side of that one, listeners.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Missouri does stink against the spread. They are third worst in the nation against the spread. So.
They are paltry.
Yes. All right, Steve.
Speaking of stink, we've got New Mexico State and UMass.
Ooh,
yeah. We got 6-56. New Mexico State is favored in this one. They are 1-9 on the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
They give up 41 points a game, and only three games have been within 15 points all year.
Whew.
We go to UMass. They're 1-10 on the year. Only two games within 15 points. Their D gives up 43 per game.
Wow. Where's your lean here, Steve?
Well, we got to go over on this, fellas. I mean, these two Ds combined give up 84 games. Over-under is 56.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going over the total of 56 on this game.
Really liking that one.
Wow. Hey, that took some homework, but that is a lean like I've never heard before. I had no idea where you're going, but that seems like a legit pick from you, Steve. Not as though all your picks aren't legit, but that one seems like that's homework in its finest form.
If Chris likes it, that's not a good sign.
And I like it as well. So, yeah.
He's in a college pick'em pool, and I seen standings a couple weeks ago, and I'm pretty sure he was dead last or second to last.
Right off the bottom there. Yeah, at a real good pace of 32% for the season. So, yeah, I come in here feeling pretty good about this.
That's why we asked you to join.
Absolutely. And with the response we're getting from some of our diehards, you might be our third leg of our stool next season. I am going to go my running Rebels at Air Force. I know this is a game I switched up on you guys, but I just couldn't go away from it. I kept looking at it, and it's like that train wreck that you see that you just have to go, how did that happen? UNLV at Air Force. Air Force is a 17.5 point favorite. Air Force is playing some good football. They're 8-3. They're averaging 30 points a game. They're only giving up 19 points a game. UNLV stinks at football. They're 2-9. Averaging 21 points a game, but they're giving up 31. So kind of same story in reverse here. But Air Force, while this seems really strange, has no air attack whatsoever. They're averaging 88 passing yards per game.
Wow.
88. Yeah.
I think that's high for a military school, though.
it may be. You are probably right. It is probably leading the military schools. But they aren't blowing teams out. Even with their 8-3 record, they are just not blowing teams out. In their eight wins, this 17.5 point spread only would have covered in two of the eight games. UNLV, on the other hand, while they stink straight up, they hang with teams. Well, I don't know if they hang with teams, but they hang with teams better than Vegas expects them to hang with teams. They are tied for the third best record in the nation at 8-3 against the spread this season. So I might as well just stay with these Rebels because it was only the – it was one of the four – of the two games I got correct last week is betting on the Rebels. So I'm gonna hang with the Rebels at plus 17.5 in that magnificent way that UNLV does. Where are you going, Chris?
Well, I'd like to get into the Bama-Auburn game. I was going to leave this one for last. I got Saban calling me other than line. He always plays his damn music, always playing the fight song.
Jesus Christ.
My. I was like,
I'll call you back in a little bit. I'll tell you more about why you got to get more of those young offensive guys in the offensive game plan. And on defense, you need to start blitzing more on second, third down with more than 5 yards to go. But I digress and come back to the game. Big rivalry game here. Nothing even comes close, in my opinion. Game's at 2:30 on Saturday. Bama is favored by 21. You all know I'm a big Bama homer. And this game, there's never been a team in any of these rivalry games that basically are always seemingly outmatched, out-recruited over the years. But somehow, Auburn always seems to find a way to keep this game interesting. Like I said, Bama doesn't utilize enough of their offensive talent in my mind. And Auburn is without their star quarterback, Bo Nix, and their backup. I can't remember where he's from, but he got a game last week, so I'm sure he'll be ready for this one. And Auburn, after 25 years of their latest war eagle, bald eagle, whatever, flying high, they retired her last week. And in my opinion, the whole damn Auburn team should retire this week before playing at home against Alabama. Alabama should roll, but not taking Bama. I am taking the over 51.5. Roll Tide.
Wow. Threw me for a curveball. I'm trying to update the spreadsheet. Then you go to the totals. 51.5 overs, you said.
Correct.
Right. Sounds like he's been in the sauce tonight.
Well, that makes two of us.
There is a little Coke flowing down here.
Very good. All right, Steve, where are you going after that? Do you have any sound effects or anything?
No.
Does not surprise me.
We're going Penn State -1 at Michigan State. 53.5 is the over-under here. Penn State, very average offense, decent defense. They've lost 4 or 6, though, and rumors of Franklin going to one of the 10, 11, 12 jobs open, probably not helping them out.
No.
Although I don't know how that would affect the team, but somehow it does. On the other hand, Michigan State just extended Mel Tucker for 10 years, $94 million, and promptly went out and gave up 49 first-half points.
That's so, a place to go, according to Mel.
Yeah.
To Ohio State. They've got a strong running game, but no passing game. We're going under the total on this one of 53.5.
Great pick.
Great. Ooh, man, I don't know. That Michigan State thing is crazy to me, but I'm not even going to touch it.
Well, Penn's so slow in those white shoes.
Maybe that's it. Well, I'm going to stay in the state of Michigan, but I'm going to go with the other game going on there, the rivalry Ohio State at Michigan at the Big House. Ohio State is favored by 8 points. Winner of this game goes to the Big Ten Championship to face Wisconsin, as long as they beat the Gophers, or Iowa if they beat Nebraska and the Gophers beat Wisconsin. So a little bit on the line, but whoever wins this game probably going to the college football playoff after they beat either Wisconsin or Iowa. Ohio State, as you just mentioned, Uncle Steve, just beat the brakes off of Michigan State last week. Really looking like they're probably one of the top teams in the country, if not the top. Since stumbling against Oregon, who, speaking of getting the brakes beat off of them, looked really bad last week. They are destroying teams. Other than that loss, Ohio State would have covered this 8-point spread against every single opponent they've faced this season, including the powerhouse Nebraska. Nebraska is the closest team to Ohio State all year, other than Penn State and Oregon. So this seems really easy. You just go bet the Buckeyes and you watch them roll by 20. But generally in Vegas, if it looks easy, it's called a sucker bet. And why is that? It's because the Wolverines are the best team in the country against the spread this year. They are 9-2. Michigan is at home. They're playing in a big house. They're probably not going to win this game, but somehow they're going to dirty it up. Wolverines plus 8 in the big house.
Ooh, I think that's the first one that I don't agree with all your
Oh, man, that's not good. That's not good. Maybe our listeners should.
I've been right on both of you guys with every one of your guys' picks.
Except that one. I disappointed.
Sorry. This should be a good week for the listeners.
It should be. You are correct. All right, Chris, how about your next pick here?
We're going down to Bedlam, Oklahoma State, Saturday at 6:30. Another great rivalry game here. My big money line in Vegas is a team from Oklahoma will win this game. Bet on.
Oh, God. I like that insight.
Not sure if Vegas will take it, but
maybe not.
Oklahoma defense is awful, like historically bad. And I think Oklahoma State's got a little better defense, and defense wins ball games. So give me the I'm a man, I'm 40. To win the game,
37-33. Whoa, outright. And what is the spread on that, Steve?
Oh, that spread is -3 Oklahoma State. So I've got them to cover by
cover.
A point.
Oh, you are taking Okie State to cover 3. All right. All right, very good, man. Just rolling through these things. How about you, Steve?
We're going on Thursday. Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Points are 3 and 45. We know the Bears stink. They're 3-7. Fields or Dalton, I don't think it matters who starts. They're still going to stink. I did a little research on the Lions Thursday record after a guy told me what he does on Thanksgiving is eats a little turkey and watches the Lions lose. He said it's a tradition like none other.
This is going to be interesting. Yes, I think it's a good number.
Lions have lost 4 in a row and 13 of 17 on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
So then I looked at this quarterback they had last week, Tim Boyle. Never heard of the guy. Did a little research on him. He started his career at University of Connecticut, transferred to Eastern Kentucky.
Ugh.
Before Sunday's game, his career NFL stats, he had 15 yards passing and -16 yards rushing and 2 interceptions.
Lions. Oh, no. Okay. Anyway.
This is the year the Lions streak ends. Tim Boyle is going to lead them to victory.
Wow.
Lions plus 3.
Wow. Are you taking the money line?
On that one.
I might sprinkle on the money line.
Do I put you down for money line or just plus 3 for the podcast?
Hey, let's go money line. Let's
you might as well, man. If you're going to say they're going to cover by three, you might as well say they somehow find a way to win this thing.
True.
All right. I gotcha.
They can't lose 14 out of 18.
No. No way they can. Not a chance.
You ever seen me play blackjack?
Yep.
Wow, I have that same luck in blackjack. I have like 12 hands in a row. All right. Well, I'm going to go NFL. I had one more college game, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going NFL, and I'm going once again this week. I hit this last week, the easiest game all weekend. It is not one of the Thanksgiving games. It is Rams at Packers. Packers are the best team in the league against the spread all season at 9-2. Packers are 4-0 at home this season. The Rams are 4-6 against the spread and 2-3 on the road. Since Aaron Rodgers took over the reins in Green Bay in 2008, the Packers are the only team in the NFL with an at-home against the spread record above 60%. Being a liar doesn't change the fact that he covers the spread. And this isn't the NFC championship game yet, because he'll probably lose that. But regular season at home, give me Aaron Rodgers in a pick'em all day long. I got the Packers as a pick'em in Lambeau.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. That easy. Simple, simple game we play here. All right. Chris, you got any like just bonus picks or anything like that?
Well, yeah, if you call me Thursday night,
yeah,
my 100-star game, I'll get you in on that Florida game.
Good.
It'll be $50 for that 100-star game. So, you know, hit my phone up and I'll give that one to you for a mere $50.
Okay. I will tweet out your home phone number on Thursday evening for that pick. How about you, Steve? Any you did kind of – we got Terrence Crawford there. We forgot to touch on that, but you picked him in the eighth, and he won in the tenth?
Tenth round knockout.
Round knockout. So you were close, so could have gone with you on that. Continues your hot streak. Any bonus picks for the weekend or parting words of advice?
Nope. Nothing from you. We'll tweet them out. We might tweet Friday too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be some tweets for sure over the weekend. Chris, appreciate you coming on. It's been enjoyable, and we'll see what happens in that Bama-Auburn game.
Yeah, Matt and Steve, thank you. I appreciate the time that you've given. Roll Tide, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. So as they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Nice job.